It's time for your daily dose of empowerment and encouragement from the Lord. The Daily Devotional with your host, Arif Bradley, starts now.
Jeremiah 1 and 5 says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." Today, the trio becomes four with the addition of the lion played by Ted Ross. The lion jumped out of this ceramic-like mold and began singing, "I'm a mean old lion," only to finish the song and cry because he was bit by a dog. As the story develops, we learn that the lion believes he has no courage. He tells his sob story that he was kicked out of the jungle because he was IOBK, incapable of being king. Everyone felt sympathy for him, that he was seemingly a lion without any courage. I submit unto you, I believe we all have moments and times in our lives when God has created us to be and to do something, and we feel that we are not or under-equipped to do what he has called us to do. But if you recall in Genesis, as God created, he looked at creation and said it was good. Beloved, there are no lions without courage, as God created them to be one of the fiercest creatures in the jungle. Courage is an inward trait of the lion in order to fulfill their purpose. Just as a lion with no courage can be debunked, any areas you deem less than in your life pertaining to fulfilling who God has called you to be can also be debunked. Even after God calls Jeremiah to be a prophet, Jeremiah says, "I am a child and I cannot speak," in verse 6. God responded to him and said, "Don't say that, for I will speak for you. Go to the places I send you and speak what I tell you." That's God's word to and for us today. When he has called us, we can count on the fact that he has already equipped us to walk in the calling. We don't have to wallow in our own self-imperfections, but we can take solace in the fact that if indeed God has called us, he will complete the call in us, providing everything we need to do so. The lion proved to be the greatest and most courageous fighter in the group. But let me not get ahead of myself. We'll hear the conclusion of the matter tomorrow. In everything you face and in everything you go through, remember you've got a lion in your tribe. He is not only the lion in the tribe of Judah, but he's a lion in your tribe as well. It is because he's the lion that we can have the courage and boldness of lions. Proverbs 28:1 says, "But the righteous are bold as a lion." You've got everything you need to be who God has created you to be. As we grow in the knowledge and likeness of Christ, he reveals himself to us. As he reveals himself, he also pulls off the layers of who we are as well. As we grow in him, we grow in the things of God that he has called us to do. For Romans 8 reminds us, "Whom he predestined, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified." Walk in all God has called you to be and know that you have absolutely, positively everything you need. Note that as long as you are alive, you've got purpose to fulfill. I don't care how old or how young you are. You've got everything you need at 85, and you've got what you need at 8. It's time to manifest what God has given to us to do, knowing we've got everything we need to be who God has called us to be. Let's pray together. Dear God, sometimes we question our own abilities to walk in the things of which you've called us to do. More often than not, walking in our callings can be intimidating, and we may feel less than. When we feel or think of ourselves as less than, remind us greater is the Spirit of God on the inside of us than he that is in the world. Remind us that we are your workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them, according to Ephesians 3:10. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for joining me today for the Daily Devotional. Remember, it's up to you to have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional with Arif Bradley. Prayerfully, you've been encouraged by something that was said. Please be sure to encourage your family and friends to subscribe for a daily dose of empowerment every day. If you've been encouraged by something you've heard, you're invited to go to arifgbradley.com. to sow that the ministry may continue. Be sure to follow on all platforms, including Facebook at Arif Bradley, Instagram at Arif G. Bradley, on Twitter at Arif G. Bradley, and on YouTube at Arif G. Bradley.